This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. The Pirates coming into this game today, playing the Nationals with the opportunity to win the series, and the Pirates are above 500 now in the month of September. It was pretty good. They're on the brink of playing the Yankees in a three-game series that'll last all throughout the weekend. Not too tough opponents in this month either, I will admit that. You got the Royals. They ended that series to end August, and then they played the Cardinals. They took one from the Brewers. They took one from the Braves. That have taken two of three played so far against the Nationals. And that fourth game we played today at 12:35, 100.1 FM and AM 1020. Kitty K has that game for you today. But don't want to focus so much on the Pirates today, although they can win a series and stay above 500 as they move through September, which is inspiring overall, I will say. A lot of injuries have been patched up, and there's still excitement that I have for next season. And I know that I talk all the time, and some of you have questioned my optimism. And, you know, that's fair. You can. I don't mind it because I get it. I know what it's been like, or I can understand. I can sympathize with what it's been like to wait so long for a championship and for consistent winning and not get it. So I understand. But there are positive signs moving forward into next season, and I like to see them bounce back here in September. I like to see that Key Brian Hayes doesn't have a back ailment anymore, and he's comfortable. I like seeing that apparently the Pirates, Charrington spoke, and the Pirates have expressed interest in bringing McCutchen back because they believe he can be a contributor to a winning team in 2024. I like hearing that. That's awesome. I hope they bring him back. And it's just seeming more and more likely day by day. He's injured right now. He's not going to play for the rest of the season. But if you bring him back on another contract, I mean, how many times have we seen a championship team have that one veteran guy on there to you know, lead and still contribute? And I would love to see McCutchen back in the playoffs. That would be awesome. So I hope they bring him back, and I still think he has value. He gets on base, and that's important. That's been underrated, and I know we in Pittsburgh always said that he was falling off just because he didn't put up his MVP numbers that he had before during his later time in his first stint with the Pirates. But overall, I mean, like, when you talk about general value, he gets on base a lot, and I think that's important. And I think what the city means to him and what he means to the city, I think that I think it would be wise to bring him back for sure. All right, let's talk a little football now. If you want to call and you want to talk to me, you can at 412-928-9370. I got lines open. You can also hit me up on X. That is at Callas_33, Callas_33, if you'd like to make some comments to me on there, chat on there, just leave a comment and wait for me to respond. I will be happy to do that. But keys to the game for the Steelers. Now, last week we saw, on Sunday we saw against the 49ers, them try to force passes and put together odd schemes. Jet sweeps were still a feature. Just consistent plays that the defense could predict. The 49ers were good enough to anticipate what the Steelers were going to do, and the Steelers weren't strong enough, or they didn't have just the blind brute force to have their way. And on top of that, they started out trying to pass. Their first five possessions ended in three and out, and I do count the interception because I believe that was a third down pass, but they turned the ball over the first five times within the first set of downs that they were given. So that's still not good. So I call it five straight three and outs, whether the interception technically doesn't count as that. It happened on third down in the first set of downs they were given in that drive. So not great. That definitely can't happen again. And whether the 49ers were just the ultimate test and maybe the Steelers can rebound just because they're not playing what is perceived right now as one of the best teams in the NFL and the Browns, that might be able to help them. And maybe the 49ers were just good enough as a team to anticipate everything the Steelers were going to do. I'm not buying that, though, because if you really want to be a Super Bowl contender, if you really want to reach your goal as a team of winning a playoff game for the first time in a long time, you've got to be prepared to beat those teams. It's week one, and I'm calmed down now. On Monday, if you listened, you heard me rage. I was upset. I was struggling for words because it left a nasty taste in my mouth to drink and to consume and to force myself to eat what the Steelers were serving, which seemed to be a lot of turnovers and a lot of punts and a lot of three and outs. But yeah, that's, you know, now that I'm looking at it a little bit more from a not a neutral perspective, but still a little bit more of like, it's week one. I've got a more grounded perspective. Okay, it was week one. And sometimes these things happen. And I'm not going to forgive them for what they did necessarily. I'm not going to pretend like it didn't happen. But, you know, I'm not going to let the first game of the season define what the Steelers could be this season. It's going to take a few more weeks for me to really judge and gauge and make a determination on how invested I'm going to be in what they're selling this season. There were too many things, though, that went wrong in that first week, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and I already mentioned this, too. I do believe that the offense is more to blame than the defense, although some disagree, but I think the offense has to set the tone. Because if the offense could at least go out there and maybe get two or three first downs consistently, even if they don't get it into the end zone, if they're getting two or three first downs every drive, then they might be more set up to maybe kick a field goal, but also you'll have better field position on punts if you're getting further down the field, and then the defense doesn't have an excuse, because if you have, you know, what, 4 to 7 minutes on the sideline to rest, then the defense better be ready if they have that much time to rest and alternate between, you know, they're resting on the sideline while the offense is on the field and then performing while they're on the field. Got a caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. Roland, this you.
How do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-N-D.
Very good. What's on your mind this morning?
Am I on the air?
You are, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
There's two rivalry games coming up this weekend. The Backyard Brawl. Did you remember the 13-9 game? Did anybody ever tell you about that when you were a little kid?
I was told about it. I didn't watch it, and I wasn't old enough to really comprehend what it meant, but I have learned since. Don't you worry.
There's a guy that's worse than me about making fun of West Virginia.
Is that right? And
his name's Doran Dickerson. You ever hear of him?
I have heard of him.
he talks about snatching the soul of an entire state.
Yeah!
I have a personal thing going on Monday night, too.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm a Pitt grad. I'm blessed. I happen to know two NFL owners, ex-Steeler owners. Now there's a third one now down in Washington, the Commanders, ex-Steeler minority owners. The guy that's coming in here on Monday, I've been torturing nonstop for 15 years. He's a Silver Fox of Cleveland. I'm the Silver Fox of Pittsburgh.
Yeah!
I tortured him when he drafted Johnny Football. Did you ever hear of him?
I've heard of Johnny Football rolling.
I send him pictures every time the Steelers play the Browns of me choking people from the dog pond, guys with bones around their neck.
Oh, man.
And me with a terrible towel. I choke him with a terrible towel. I'm going to get that psycho that just signed the Deshaun Watson contract for $230 million guaranteed. I'm going to get him to stop at a tailgate. My tailgate's at Gold Lot number 2 on Monday. I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you.
All right, Roland. Roland, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Well, Roland, passionate about sports. I would like to see that. Don't choke anybody too hard with terrible towels, and obviously don't want to endorse that. But, celebrating, taunting West Virginia is very good. Doran talking about snatching the stoles of West Virginia. We love to see that. We don't like the Browns. Especially after they screwed up the whole QB market, signing Deshaun Watson and putting faith in him after all the things that he's been going through and dealing with. And so with that, we move on. Of course, we're passionate about Pittsburgh sports here, and Roland seems to be as well. So got another caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Harry, it's Vic. What's going on, brother?
Oh, I'm doing a radio show. You know that.
Hey, listen, man. Everyone keeps saying, you know, you can't judge the Steelers on one game. But you know what? Everybody judged them and gave them all the stuff and all the hype on the preseason. Oh, they're going to be world beaters. They're going to be this. But now that they're not being, everyone's saying, oh, you can't judge it on one game. Come on now. It is what it is.
Yeah,
one game can't be judged, but neither can the preseason. And then the last caller talking about the Deshaun Watson thing, and all the things he's been through. I think Cleveland totally screwed that up, signing him by all that money. But All these other quarterbacks get signed for a lot of money, too. And so did Ben. And we all know what Ben was accused of. So it kind of falls, it rolls down the hill, for real.
All right, Vic, hey, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Yep. Hey, I don't want to get too much into that. I understand. The quarterback market's been kind of skewed because of Deshaun Watson. I think he set a price ceiling that other quarterbacks have wanted to follow. And, you know, that's how the market works, is what our team's willing to pay. And if Deshaun Watson now is the ceiling, then the other quarterbacks in the league have leverage. And owners, some of them have to adhere to that because fans like the quarterbacks. So that's that. I'm not getting into what they were alleged to have done, because that's all over with. Ben's gone. Deshaun Watson's gotten past it. He's stayed out of trouble. So I'm not going to bring that up too much on this show. Now, as for my comments about, it's only one game, I don't necessarily excuse them because they came out flat. And if they do that again, it's going to be a long season. I'm just saying so that I can internally stay calm and not implode, because I was frustrated on Monday, and I don't get too super frustrated with Steeler losses all the time, but that game sent me over the edge because of what they were expected to do based on what we were told their offense looked like in the preseason. So I'm not sitting here saying, oh, it's only one game, look forward to the future. No, I'm saying, it's only one game. They better. They must. They have to. I insist that they fix it before it gets out of hand, and before I get sad and lose all hope for this season that seemed to have so much promise. Got another caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Alex. What's up, Nick?
Oh, doing radio, what's on your mind?
I'm just worried that Cleveland's going to roll down the road and roll through us here at Heinz Field after what I saw last week. Like you said, we had all this hype, but then you look back the last few years, we haven't been a special football team, and I don't know, you know, Patrick Peterson, he's great, but he's kind of old. And if Kenny doesn't take that step, like, we're still a maybe middle of the road, below average football team, possibly. From, I mean, you know,
yeah, that's the big
concern. San Fran is the best
in
the league, possibly, but it was just very. I ended up watching Cleveland and Cincinnati because it was so disgusting.
Yeah,
I couldn't watch our football team.
You know that I think it's a fluke. It's been a fluke for the last couple of years that Cleveland just rolls, you know, on Cincinnati during the season. It's very odd. But I also know that the Steelers seem to do well on Monday Night Football, and they're playing at home against the Browns. I feel like just naturally they're going to step up and figure it out, don't you?
I hope so, but, you know, that's the last team anyone in Pittsburgh wants to lose to. So
yeah, you're right about that.
If one gets away, we can't lose that one. We'll never hear the end of it.
You're right about that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, and it worries me, too, sometimes. Now, Monday Night Football is different from playoff football, but I get nervous thinking about, you know, and having to relive the loss to the Browns in the playoffs in 2020. That was not fun, and I don't want that to happen again. So, yeah, I mean, you definitely never know. I'm not going to let precedent dictate exactly what's going to happen in the game. The Steelers still need to execute and figure it out. You know, just going by odds, though, perhaps they will indeed figure it out and they'll perform on the Monday Night Football stage against a team that they've been superior to forever, it seems like. Well, I'll take one more call before the break coming up. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Earl from Canonsburg.
Hello, Earl.
Hello. On the Pirates, I'll tell you what, they have a lot of young guys. I think they have a hard time picking up who's going to play today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good problem.
On the Steelers, every time I see the sweep, I think of the Pirates putting Hedges in. I get the same feeling.
Earl, that's good. That's good. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. when they call a sweep, it's like you're putting Hedges behind the plate. Oh, that's funny. And I feel bad. I feel bad a little bit for Hedges thinking about that too. He deserved a better fate, but we knew he wasn't a good hitter. But that's funny, you know. And then the Steelers keep force feeding those jet sweeps in there. The Matt Canada special. Good comment, Earl. Good comment. You win that first segment for that comment. All right, well, I'm going to take a break here real quick. I'm going to come back, and we're going to continue to talk about the Steelers. You can get your comments in at 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. Tag me in a post, make a comment, and I'll respond to it in due time if you don't want to call. But if you do, again, one more time, 412-928-9370. That's the number you can reach me at this morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. Let me give you fan weather real quick. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. September is truck month at Sun Chevy. Come see their half-ton and three-quarter-ton Silverados. Visit sunchevy.com. Today, high of 72, low of 52. Clear skies expected throughout the day. And then tomorrow, high of 74, low of 49. Clear skies, but the chilly temperatures rolling in now. No more temperatures in the 80s. We're just seeing that fall weather roll right through over the weekend. Expect some rain as well. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. We're talking about the Steelers this morning. If you want to grab a line real quick in the next 4 minutes before I take my final break going into the pre-show, you can at 412-928-9370. So, the Steelers need to hold true to the identity that we have been told about, that has been advertised and pounded into us, which is be physical, run the football, and dominate up front. That's what Matt Canada has been saying, and that's what Omar Khan has been saying about the Steelers. And, you know, the identity has been talked about and questioned, because if the leaders of the team, the leaders of the offense, the overseers of the offense, if they tell you what they expect and they tell you what they intend to do and then they don't do it, you got questions. I mean, and that just really makes you think, is the offense as good as it was advertised? And that's a fair question to ask if you go out there and you do what they did in week one, and you question it even more if they were to go out in the second game of the season and put up the same results. And I've talked to some insiders as well myself and just asked, you know, after that first week, I'm like, was the offense really that good? Were you hyping them up, you know, in private just to hype up the Steelers hype and anticipation? And they said, no, the offense did look really good. It's just when they went down against the 49ers, they looked like they started to panic and they got uncomfortable and they started reverting back to what they knew how to do from last year, it seemed. And that's not great. I hope that they have the wherewithal this time around, this second game of the year, to not panic and to get physical and figure it out, because their identity is going to be one of two things after this week two game. They're either going to establish an identity as a physical running football team and they're not going to panic and they're going to rebound well and they're going to figure it out, or their identity is going to be that they're not as strong as they initially were advertised as, and they're going to be an offense that should not be trusted to get things done. And in that case, we can go through another year, the first half of the season, where the Steelers didn't start out strong, and we can all lose hope real quick and be upset and pound the table and be sad overall. And I would be sad about that too, because it is super frustrating that year after year there's been a slow start to the season, and year after year the team has found a way to pry itself out of the doldrums and make a playoff push, and in some cases actually reach the playoffs. So I just hope that they don't do that again. Like, they got to figure it out early in the year. You know, and you're either a good team or you're not. I am tired of this mediocrity. I mean, it is impressive in some sense, but in another sense, it's like, well, if you're not going to win the championship and you're not going to be a serious championship contender after so many years, what are you doing? What's the point? You're not noticed for being mediocre. You're ultimately noticed for getting the championships and getting the trophy and the rings. The Steelers really aren't gaining anything now from barely missing the playoffs, still finishing over 500. So start quicker. Start quicker on offense and start the season quicker. Playing catch-up is no longer a fun gimmick. It is frustrating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.